Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. You're listening to the Qalam podcast. Alhamdulillah, for over a decade, Qalam has had the opportunity and the blessing to serve the community. And after serving the community for an entire decade and benefiting millions of people all around the world, we have reaffirmed our commitment to making Islamic knowledge accessible for all, making sure each and every single person, no matter where they are in the world, they have the ability and the opportunity to learn about the beauty of Islam. So therefore, we are conducting more classes online than ever before, videos, podcasts, recordings, we're making all of it available. We ask you to support us and become our partner in this mission and cause of educating the whole world about the beautiful religion of Islam by going to supportqalam.com. Go to supportqalam.com, make a generous contribution. Inshallah, you are investing into the mission and the cause of teaching people about Islam worldwide. Millions of people have benefited, and we hope that hundreds of millions more will benefit, inshallah. Jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, everybody. Bismillah walhamdulillah wa salatu wassalamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Welcome to our daily characteristic from the Quran series here at Qalam, where we are going over every day a different characteristic found in the Quran that we can try to implement into our daily lives and our character so that we can leave Ramadan with amazing transformation towards a better personality and a better character towards the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's ideal. Today's characteristic is the characteristic of humility. And this characteristic is something that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala mentions in the Quran in different places. Today we're going to mention the ayah from Surah Al-Furqan, inshallah. And also is a characteristic in which the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam himself exemplified through and through. And one could argue and one could say that in reading the seerah, it was perhaps one of the most impactful characteristics that the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had was his humility. It was one of the most, magnetic traits about the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Something that people were just so absolutely attached to was his ability to be humble. Allah Ta'ala in the Quran, when he mentions the servants of Ar-Rahman, which is kind of it's a section. I believe actually we went over this last night with Hafiz Ubaidullah in the Qalam recitation and reflection. I believe he covered it. The servants of the most merciful is a famous passage from Surah Al-Furqan, which highlights and identifies different characteristics that Allah Ta'ala loves within the individual that bring them closer to Allah Ta'ala, that earn them this unique status and title. Ibadur Rahman, like one way of thinking about it, is kind of how in the NBA, there's like the all-star team, right? So there's like people that have been voted to be all-stars. Every NBA basketball player is good enough to be in the NBA, of course, but not all of them are the best, right? And so each year they have like a selection of, I don't know, like the top 20 or the top 24, I don't know, best players in the entire league. And even though every player in the league is obviously very talented and very good, there are certain people that are the best. And so Ibadur Rahman, when you think of who are these elite people, Allah Ta'ala is kind of separating a group and saying these people are very special people. And then he gives us the characteristics. So one of the first characteristics he gives us is the characteristic of humility. So he says, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem, wa ibadur rahman alladhina yamshuna 'alal ardi hauna. That number one, they are people who walk upon the earth. Yamshuna 'alal ard, literally, they walk upon the earth. Hauna. Hauna means with ease, with softness. That they are people that don't stomp, right? They walk softly. And this is an Arabic idiom that refers to the style and the temperament of an individual. It's not talking about like the physical pressure that a person's putting on the earth necessarily. So it's not that Allah Ta'ala likes when people walk on their tippy toes versus people walking on their flat feet or whatnot. This is Allah Ta'ala giving us an example of the temperament of an individual, that this person is so light, right? Imam Ghazali actually even mentions in one of his books when he talks about how to be a good friend, he says, being a good friend means that you don't put weight on a relationship, right? What does it mean to put weight on a relationship, or what does it mean to put weight on the earth? a lot of times it's basically considering yourself and taking yourself so seriously at such a high level or at such a certain level that your self-absorbing, your self-absorbed nature, self-involvement, it's so high that it's almost adding weight to your life. It's adding weight to the people around you and the relationships around you. So here Allah Ta'ala is mentioning there's certain people who when they walk, it's like they glide upon the earth. Like they're just so, they're so agreeable and they're so smooth. Like they walk into any room, they walk into any gathering, any social circle, and they're instantly, it's like, you know, it's like a sweetness. They bring like a nice sweetness to that gathering, right? It's like adding whipped cream to your dessert. It goes well with everything, right? So this person is universally light and accepted. يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنَا. That's the first one. وَإِذَا خَاتَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. And whenever people who are just sheerly ignorant individuals address them in a way, obviously, that's ignorant and harsh, قَالُوا سَلَامًا. They just say peace. They say peace. So these two characteristics, when you combine them, they build the trait of humility. They build the trait of humbleness. What about these two traits makes a person humble? Number one is that they don't consider themselves, so serious and so worthy of any one person, individual time or attention that they walk around the earth with such weight that they demand to be noticed, right? So they're okay existing in their own world with their family and friends and contributing to other people's happiness and not focusing only on themselves. So that's number one. Number two is that when people do address them, when they are engaged by people who are, in fact, the Quran calls them here ignorant, or people who are harsh or aggressive, that they don't consider, even if they know that this person's incorrect or that person's wrong, they don't consider their honor or their ego to be so important that they need to engage in every single argument, in every single debate. And this is actually really profound, subhanAllah, because if we ask ourselves, what makes us inspired or motivated to get into an argument with somebody, right? What is it? There's really two answers. Number one is the truth, that we are actually determined to establish the truth. So if we're arguing with somebody about something like justice, right? And there may be no benefit to me winning that argument. Like I may not be benefited by that, right? So if I'm arguing with somebody about the justice that the people of Palestine deserve, for example, I'm arguing that point as a principle of truth. I want that person to know the truth about this matter, okay? The second reason that people argue is because they want to win. So it's not about establishing truth, it's about winning. It's about being seen as right and correct. And this is where ego comes in, and this is where humility deflates that disease, that a person's arrogance and ego will take over where they always want to win. And you'll know when you are arguing for the sake of truth versus the sake of winning, when you feel as the other person, the other party that you're debating or arguing with or discussing with, as they bring up valid points, if you feel upset or if you feel, enlightened. If you feel enlightened, if you feel like, wow, I never thought about that, then that's a good sign. That means that you're arguing towards truth. But if you feel upset, if you start to panic, and if you start to have this internal chaos, like, oh no, I didn't think about that, or oh man, I wish they didn't bring that up, then that might be an indication that instead of arguing towards the truth, you're arguing towards trying to win and be right. And that's one of the greatest challenges against humility, right? So Allah Ta'ala here is saying that this person, when they're engaged by people who are ignorant, you know, there's no point at some point in debating them because they don't even have the requisite knowledge. They don't even have the knowledge of in understanding and engaging in this conversation. And so for you to debate them, it's simply just going to be you trying to capture another victory, right? A rhetorical victory and get a W. And that's really what not humility is all about. So Allah Ta'ala here is giving us two of these traits that he loves within the humble person, that these people, when they walk on the earth, it's like they glide with lightness. They're people that are just so agreeable and so lovable, right? That doesn't mean that, by the way, that they're not principled, but it means that their disposition, their character is so light, is so acceptable, that no matter where they find themselves on the earth, they are blessing it with their presence. And the second is that they are so not focused on establishing their might and their right, that even if somebody who is completely and totally off base engages them, that they don't find any pleasure in arguing or debating with that person. So this is the Quranic aspect of this. Now, obviously the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you know, he is the person, as Aisha radiallahu anha and other companions said, he was a walking Quran, that he literally was a walking Quran. He was somebody, not literally, obviously figuratively, but his character was that as if you saw the Quran that was walking ahead of you, right? As if you saw this message that was beautifully walking ahead of you. So what are some of the stories that we have of the Prophet ﷺ's life where his humility was just on display? There are so many narrations. We don't have enough time, but there are so many beautiful narrations that tell us about the Prophet ﷺ. One of them in particular that really strikes me is Adi ibn Hatim, radiallahu anhu. Adi ibn Hatim, he was the son of a very legendary Arabian individual, Hatim al-Tayy. He was a legend. He was somebody that was, you know, even though he wasn't Muslim, he was somebody who was very generous. He was very caring. He was very charismatic. So he was kind of like a legend in the Arabian Peninsula. Okay, at the time of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he passed away, and his son Adi ibn Hatim kind of sort of inherited this legend. Even though he wasn't quite the same person, even though he wasn't quite the same, caliber as his father. So he kind of, you know, you can appreciate that when somebody has this, this very, very famous father figure, people respect them and people give them a lot of, props and a lot of elevation and status in society. So he was a leader of his tribe. Adi ibn Hatim was a leader of his tribe. And when the Prophet ﷺ came with Islam, this individual, Adi ibn Hatim, he struggled. He struggled because he noticed that, you know, his say and his sway and his power was being, you know, diluted or distracted, and people were noticing the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and they were noticing him and falling in love with his character. So he wanted to go meet with the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He wanted to go meet with him. And again, remember, this is somebody who doesn't have the same status as his father, the same legend, but he still kind of expects to be treated well because of who his father was. So it's a very interesting dynamic. And the Prophet ﷺ really has no reason inherently to treat him with any sort of esteem or honor, right? He's just another leader of his tribe necessarily. But then when he comes to visit the Prophet ﷺ, he visits him and he spends time with him. And the Prophet ﷺ walks with him. And as they're walking together, this is the part of the story that I love, that the Prophet ﷺ is honoring him and he's giving him all these, you know, these moments of graciousness and honor. And so Adi ibn Hatim is already like feeling it. He's already feeling this attraction and this charisma from the Prophet ﷺ. And then as they're walking together, Adi ibn Hatim, as he's narrating the story, he says, I noticed that we're walking in the street and these people, you know, this elderly woman, these children, you know, these different people, they come up to the Prophet ﷺ and they try to get his attention. They want to talk to him and they want to, take his hand and they want to speak to him, subhanAllah. And so they start speaking to him and he gives them full attention. You know, he just listens to them and he humors them and he talks to them. And Adi ibn Hatim says, like, I'm not used to that. I'm not used to a leader giving time to common people like that. You know, I'm not used to that. So he says he sees it. And subhanAllah, he says, the first thought that came to my heart from this humility that I saw was, this is not a king. Because remember, he's coming to confirm that the Prophet ﷺ is a prophet and that he's not just some guy trying to get more leadership, right? That was kind of like the big question, the litmus test that all these Arabian tribal leaders had was like, are you really a prophet of God? Or are you just one of us using religion as a way to get, power? And so when he sees the Prophet ﷺ's humility with people, he says, that's what convinced me. That's what convinced me. Like, I was convinced at that point when I saw how he treated people in the streets of Medina and how he smiled with them and talked with them, that I had no doubt in my mind that this was not a king, that he truly was a prophet of God. So this, subhanAllah, is one of the impacts of humility. Humility is something that it makes everything around it more beautiful, makes every experience around it more tolerable, more desirable. And so this is something that we need to, inshallah, take from this, this lesson today, this Quranic characteristic, is these two things. Like, can we be people that when we exist on the earth with our family and friends, our existence is not bringing a burden to people's lives? It's light, or it's not weighing people down. And number two is that, is it possible for us to avoid engaging in any argumentation or dispute or debate, especially when it's not about establishing the truth, it's more about us establishing our own ego and victory? If we can do that, then Allah Ta'ala has given us the good news that we'll be from amongst those people that He considers His close, close servants, the servants of the Most Merciful. Barakallahu feekum, everybody. Jazakumullah khairan for joining us today on this session of our characteristic from the Quran. As always, Helping Hand for Relief and Development has sponsored the Qalam programming this month, and so we really want to encourage everybody to check out the work that they're doing, especially with the economic difficulty that people are experiencing as a result of the pandemic. The work they're doing is even more essential. So please, please go visit hhrd.org/Ramadan. And also, if you're interested in contributing and sponsoring and helping Qalam continue to do the work that we love to do for everybody, please visit supportqalam.com and help us get to our monthly or our yearly Ramadan goal on Launch Good. We'd really appreciate your help. Jazakumullah khairan. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.